Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
I'm John Epler. I'm the creative director for Dragon Age The Veilguard.
All right, I'm going to tell you two things. I watched the trailer during the Xbox showcase.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's okay, right? I saw the presentation, Game of the Show.
Awesome. I love to hear that.
It's really good.
That's
so
fantastic.
Good, so good. So tell us, man, how this relates to the previous Dragon Age games.
So obviously it's been in the world 9 years since the events of Dragon Age Inquisition. At the end of Trespasser, Solas declared he was going to break the world to rebuild it. And this takes place after Varric and another handful of adventurers, the initial Veilguard, have been tracking him down throughout Thedas.
So for those that, let's say they've never played a Dragon Age game, do they have to play the previous games, or this will be like a great way to...
Absolutely not. So, well, if you have played previous Dragon Age game, there's a lot of lore, a lot of references that are going to add to the experience. It's also intended to be a great entry point for people who are new to the IP, new to the franchise. So, again, we want to make sure you have the context necessary to be into the game to understand what's going on and really get into the story.
Yeah, I was watching the presentation, man. I got to be careful with my choices, because they also affect the characters of the game, the relationships. How's that different than the previous ones, too.
Again, as you mentioned, the choices you make can affect how your relationships are built out with the characters. There are consequences to how those relationships develop. And, you know, while I can't get into too many spoilers, there are some pretty impactful choices.
Very impactful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, one of my friends, she's a huge Dragon Age fan. She was asking me, hey, can you ask them if it's possible to transfer like your old characters to this one? Can you do that in this game or
so,
no?
So this game, we did want it to be a standalone story kind of existing on its own. That said, there are references, there are opportunities to refer back to things you've done in previous games. So no, there is no save transfer in this one.
Well, sorry, Brittany. I tried. I tried. another thing too I noticed, man, the look, the feel, very different than the previous ones, man. Why that change for you guys?
So a couple of it comes, part of it comes down to where in the world we are. So previous games, obviously Dragon Age Origins, you're in Ferelden, muddier, murkier, a little bit more rough and tumble place. In the next couple of games, you went to different parts. Here we're in Northern Thedas, and the game starts in Minrathis, the capital of the Tevinter Imperium.
Mm-hmm.
Of every place in Dragon Age and Thedas, Tevinter is the one that's seen the most, I guess, the most impressive, because it's a city and it's a civilization that runs on magic. So part of that comes out of the just where we are in the world, but also part of it is... Again, magic has started seeping into the world through Solas' ritual, and so you're seeing the effects of that on the space and on the visuals as well.
I also got to give you guys props, man. Seeing the character creation, the hair, the whole type of different hair looks that you have, especially my wife, she's black, you know, I'm Latino, and seeing the different types of hairstyles. Great job on
love
that,
love to
man.
Hear that.
So how was that, working on that, like getting the fight, you know, the right, you know, hairstyles and stuff like that?
So our character creation team, our character art team, spent a lot of time working with making sure, again, the hairstyles behaved appropriately to behave in a realistic way, but also represent, as you said, a lot of different hairstyles. In Inquisition, you know, we had some hairstyles, but we got some feedback that maybe we didn't go as broad as we wanted it to. So on this one, we wanted to make sure everyone, as said, you know, in the show, one of our pillars, be who you want to be. We wanted to make sure the hairstyles reflected that.
And what are the new things we get to see too in this game? The new features, new stuff that you guys
features,
added.
I mean, one of the things you saw was body shape customization as well. That exists. But just in general, really leaning into focusing on the characters and providing more opportunities to spend time with these characters, spend time with these companions in a way that previous games maybe didn't allow as much. So
this game's been talked about for years. I know you guys have been careful, you know, working, reading feedback from everybody. How's it been? It's been so long. It's been 10 years, you know, so.
It's been a fantastic process. I've been on this project for the entire time it's been in development. Now, that said, we did start a first version of Dragon Age 4 after Trespasser. Anthem came out. We needed to shift development for that. And so when we came back, we really rebooted development, started fresh. But the stories remained the same throughout. The goals of that story have remained the same. We've always wanted to take Solas' story and put a final conclusion on that. So
yeah, the game looks beautiful, man. I'm very, very excited. I just love that really fast pace. I can feel like I can see a lot of people that have never played this game. They could pick up and play. They will definitely have a great time too, man. And
absolutely.
A lot of stuff happening in the background too.
Yep.
Just love that. Feels really, really good, man.
Yeah, you know? I mean, and you mentioned stuff happening in the background. A lot of what we want to do in this game is show the story as much as tell through conversations, dialogue. So heavy focus on Dragon Age is a spectacular world with spectacular stories. And we wanted that spectacle to be a part of the storytelling, part of the experience of the players feeling the story happening around them as much as they're having it told to them.
Yeah, and what was your favorite part of working on this project for you personally?
Oh, honestly, it's just been a fantastic experience on pretty much all aspects. I've been creative director, but I'm also the writer on a few parts of the game.
Sure.
That's been an absolute blast, working with this incredibly talented team.
Yeah.
I'd say that's probably my favorite bit, is just working with the people I get to work with.
And showing this to the, you know, to the public for the first time, how's that been too?
Incredibly exciting and incredibly stressful, but also incredibly relieving. It's been not being able to talk about this for a while, finally getting the opportunity to show what everybody's been working on, show off the team's hard work, and do so in a way that really just emphasizes the things that this game does well. Character, story, visuals, everything across the board.
Once again, props to you guys. Tell the team, my opinion, game of the show.
Awesome, I appreciate that.
Can't wait. When is this going to be available publicly to everyone?
We're going
to
be, so we have a fall 2024 release. We're not getting more specific than that yet, but in time we'll definitely give a much more specific date.
All platforms?
Xbox Series S and X, PS5, PC.
Awesome, man. Now, I like to play on the go. Is it possible to play this on the Steam Deck?
We're not going to get into that quite yet, so...
I tried once again. All right, thanks a lot, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.